A total of 136 graves were excavated at Lepenskivir, in which the skeletal remains of 180 individuals were discovered. Burial sites have also been found in other parts of Cerdap, but Lepenskivir stands out thanks to the discovery of a large number of skeletal remains of newborns buried under the floors of the habitats. The oldest discovered tomb in Lepenskivir was from the Proto-Lepenskivir phase. Within this layer, one deceased person was buried in a semi-sitting position and covered with a pile of stones. Given that such a position rarely occurs in other sites in Cerdap, there is no doubt that this individual enjoyed a special social status. A large number of graves were found in the settlements from phases 1 and 2, including the graves of newborns buried under the floors at the backs of the habitats. The deceased were mostly buried in a stretched position with their hands next to their bodies or on their stomachs, parallel to the course of the Danube, while their heads were oriented downstream. The secondary burial of the skulls and bones of the deceased was also confirmed. These were probably transferred to the place where they were found after excavation, after disposal in another place, or during the relocation of the graves. Among the items that were found in a small number of graves were carved stone tools and tools made of bones, horns, and the teeth of a wild boar. Bones, skulls, and horns of animals such as wild cattle, roe deer, and dogs, as well as human skulls and jaws, and necklaces made of limestone and snails were sometimes placed next to the deceased. Several deceased people from phase 2 were buried in a half-crouched or crouched position, which indicates that a Neolithic funeral ritual also appeared in Cerdap at the time. Recent studies of the strontium isotope content in the bones of the deceased show that these people were newcomers. From an anthropological point of view, the inhabitants of Lepenskivir were, like us, anatomically modern people. Their skeleton is almost identical to ours. The volume of their brain was the same as ours, and all of the abilities that make us human were already greatly developed in them: articulated speech, symbolic expression, and the creation of art. Among the skeletal remains at Lepenskivir, people of all ages were found. Newborns, babies, children, young people, and adults of different ages, some of whom were up to 70 years old. The fact that a large number of people lived past the age of 50 speaks to the good living conditions in Cerdap. The richness of natural resources provided quality nutrition for the inhabitants of Lepenskivir. Anthropological analysis shows that very few skeletons were deficient in nutrition.